There's a better place to get your podcast. GCNlive.com. Hundreds of thousands of hours. Archived for your listening pleasure. All free at GCNlive.com.
Welcome back to Power Hour. Thank you for joining us. David Knight will be joining us in the next segment. You don't want to miss that. Talked to him last night, and he was in the midst of a horrible rainstorm. And so was our incredible web mistress, Wanda. And I just want to also ask everybody your thoughts with all the Rolling Thunder people returning from Washington, D.C. Oh, the rain is horrendous that they are facing in the Knoxville, Tennessee area today. So please be thinking of them. Dave in New York, what's on your mind news-wise today?
Let me just wrap this up and basically say the format that you always had worked, okay? And then out of necessity, you had to switch to the other one because you weren't feeling well and you had to have other people coming in. But There was always more time to talk before. And I think people appreciate that. Plus, you know, the only reason I had, you know, the last couple of days where I was really trying to say stuff, it's because I, for like the month before that or 2 months or whatever, I couldn't, if I called in while some other person, the expert that you had on was talking, it would have been an insult for me to start talking about something else. This way we get to do it. And the other thing is, Joyce, I am selfish, okay, because I want you there. And I do not want to turn on my radio in the morning and not find you. And I just hope that everybody will help. That's all.
Well, that's so kind of you.
Well, I'm not, you know, I'll catch you later.
Well, thank you very much, Dave. I appreciate you very much. And ladies and gentlemen, it is serious. When I was gone, I mean, our sales dropped tremendously. And we are behind and we do need your support. So please help us out. Order from the Power Mall or donate. There's a donate page. PayPal donate. That's so easy to do. If you've got a PayPal account, please help us out with that. I wanted to tell you also, castor oil is overlooked many times for its benefits, but did you know that castor oil is good for regrowing and thickening your hair, eyelashes, and eyebrows? Think about it. Just taking a little castor oil, putting it on your eyebrows. I don't know if I'd put it on my eyelashes, but thickening your hair. It's really amazing. It is high in racinoleic acid, and it's very effective as a natural antibacterial and antifungal agent. So you might want to try that. You know, I don't think I did my list of 10 items that I couldn't live without from the Power Mall. And I think Dave is a good one to remind me of these things. But you know, one of them is that spray silver, 200 parts per million. Oh, my goodness. I mean, if you had a baby who gets a diaper rash, incredible for a baby. Like I was telling you about, my dog Kira got a bad eye infection. It was just horrible. She could not open her eye. So I opened her eye and sprayed the 200 parts per million. And my goodness, it was gone in 1 day. I couldn't live without that. Healon, I cannot live without that. I have this dog named Sarge. And Sarge had this horrible mole on his back for many months. And the vet told me it was probably a melanoma. And he said the surgery would be pretty radical. So I was determined I was going to find something natural. And I was waiting for a type of black salve that I could find that I never was able to get because, it's a long story, but they don't like to sell it because they know what you're going to use it for. Anyway, I wanted to use it on my dog, and I didn't ever get it. So I put Healon on that mole 3 times a day. And in 3 days, it was going down. 3 days. That is it. Now, don't ask me how Healon worked for that. And I didn't biopsy it. The vet did not biopsy. He just said, that is a melanoma. But like I said, I didn't biopsy it. But after 9 months, when I used the Healon, it went away. I knew it was directly related to the Healon because nothing else was done differently. Okay, in the next hour and possibly 2 hours, we're going to be talking to David Knight about the TPP and Jade Helm. Should we be afraid of Jade Helm? Is there a reason to be concerned about Jade Helm coming up July 15th to September 15th? Well, we'll have our Jade Helm expert after this 3-minute break. This is Joyce Riley. Stay tuned to the Power Hour.
Joyce Riley from the Power Hour, and I want to introduce you to Numana Storable Foods. This is the first brand of storable foods that I am willing to put my name behind. It's food you can trust. No GMOs, no MSG, no chemical preservatives, and no fake meat. Plus, Numana doesn't just make that claim. They back it up with independent evaluation and testing. Another thing that Numana really does that excites me is the delicious vegetarian options. If your standards are as high as mine, I can confidently tell you that Numana Storable Foods are the quality choice that you've been waiting for. Numana won't just meet your expectations, they will exceed them. And that's why we're thrilled to have the good guys from Numana joining the Power Hour family. Go to powerprepper.com and learn about Numana Storable Foods. You can also call 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Numana, the storable food you'll love to eat.
Are you suffering from EP? The symptoms include fraudulent charges to your credit card. Your subway card says it's empty, but you bought it yesterday. Someone's been in your hotel room, but the desk clerk says they only show you entering the room. These are signs of EP, electronic pickpocketing. Payment cards, transit cards, even hotel room keys use a radio chip, so you can just wave your card at the register, the turnstile, or your hotel room door. But what's convenient for you is also convenient for thieves, waving scanners to electronically pickpocket you without even touching you. The good news is there's a cure. ID Stronghold has created leather wallets and clutches that have built-in EP protection. Layers of shielding material cleverly concealed in a beautiful leather wallet that stops the symptoms of EP. Go to IDStronghold.com now and get the cure. IDStronghold.com. Warning, ID Stronghold wallets could lead to feelings of safety and security, comfort in crowds, and euphoria. If you experience these emotions, immediately inform your friends and family about IDStronghold.com so they can feel better too.
The IRS is a private corporation, not a government agency. Income tax is collected by voluntary compliance. To learn to unvolunteer or discontinue volunteering into the IRS, visit escapeharassment.com and immediately implement Strategy 1. The process must be repeated each and every time. Paper, letter, envelope, presentment, etc. Always and forever. Failure equates to acceptance, subsequent resultant contract, and you pay or go to jail by your own consent and agreement contract. Avoid recontracting. Visit escapeharassment.com and implement Strategy 1 immediately. Bar lawyers and accountants won't help you. Why wait? Get Strategy 1 and immediately implement it to divorce the IRS today and forever. That's escapeharassment.com, Strategy 1, to be free from the IRS. Escapeharassment.com.
Welcome back to the Power Hour. Thank you so very much for joining us. Our guest today is well known probably to this audience, and if not, will be after today. InfoWars nightly news reporter David Knight is joining us. He calls himself a Christian, a husband, a father, and concerned person when it comes to civil liberty and the police state. You can go to his YouTube channel and his forum, and I'm so glad to have him join us today as a result of many of you requesting that he be a guest on the program, David Knight. Thank you so much, David, for joining us in the Power Hour today. Do we have David? Wow, he dropped off. Huh. I wonder if that ever happens on InfoWars. Anyway, David Knight is well known to many of you who have taken to listening to him. He certainly has his act together when it comes to his documentation and presentation, and I'm very impressed with him and glad that we are going to have him join us today. And I wanted to also just say quickly that if you did not receive your brochure and you want to attend the Gary Null Retreat, then please contact me at thepowerhour@thepowerhour.com. If you still want to attend, I don't know if there's any slots available. I'm going to have to check today. But if you want to attend, please go to thepowerhour@thepowerhour.com and email me and let us know. Or email Noelle and let her know. And we'll try to see what we can do sometime in the month of August to get you in there. All right, Trevor, do we have David on? I don't get this. I don't get this at all. Maybe we should call him on his landline. Anyway, we're going to have the nurse who works with Gary Null on Wednesday, tomorrow, to talk about her experience. She attended a retreat, I think it was 12 years ago, in which she had breast cancer, liver problems, drank, I think she said, 20 cups of coffee a day, and she was a practicing nurse at the time. And today, she's all better. She participates in all kinds of marathons and assists Gary Null in the seminars that they do. She's a pretty amazing person. Anyway, she's going to be joining us tomorrow to talk about how she turned her health around, because that's definitely what I want to know about. I want to hear from people who have done it. Not the people who say you could do it, but the people who have done it. And just to let you know that the stock market is set to open in the red. It's down 51 points. And gold a little while ago was down to 1180 something, down 16. And oil around, let's see, 58.47. So it's down $1.34 today. So we all probably be seeing the price of oil changing dramatically. Okay, Trevor, do we have our guest on? It's 11 after. Do we have? Okay. Where is David Knight? Maybe Catherine can get him on. Okay, let's open up the phone lines while we're waiting for David Knight. I just talked to him last night. I'm concerned about the weather there because he was telling me how horrible it was. So if, in fact, we have this problem, maybe Catherine can email him. I don't know if their email is working or not, and see what has happened to David, because I know he was planning on coming on, and I know that something has happened there. Anyway, let's open up the phone lines. Let's talk about whatever you want to talk about at 855-995-60. Okay, never mind. David is here. All righty. Let's go to David Knight then. David, welcome to the Power Hour today.
Thank you so much, Shannon. I'm so sorry. We're having problems around here. Yesterday, we had a lot of light.
Okay, well, we can't hear you, so obviously this line is not going to work. Do you have a landline? You can give him your number and let us call you on the landline.
Yeah.
Okay. Trevor, get his landline. I was afraid that was going to happen and can't even hear him. Okay. Now what do we do? Okay, we talk about the Gary Null retreat or guests that are going to be on this week or whatever. This is live radio, ladies and gentlemen. Okay, let's go to Steve in Florida. Steve in Florida, you're on the air. Go ahead, please. What's on your mind, Steve?
Good morning, Joyce. I've known you for many, many years. I just ordered Why in the World Are They Spraying the DVD from Alan and your staff, and I could have ordered that from Alex, who I've been supporting since the early 90s, mid-90s also, and other sources, but I refuse in the past few years because I endeavor to support you because I consider you as a close friend, a fellow veteran, and a sister in Christ, and I encourage anybody listening to me to do the same as I've been doing, not to maybe ignore all other folks, but in this time of need to support you because you are real. You're not fake.
Wow.
Alex Jones is not fake either, I know, and many others, but to support you in this time of need. You have always sent copies of Beyond Treason to me. Sometimes you sent 10 and 20 because, as you know, I'm a Gulf War veteran, Vietnam veteran.
Mm-hmm.
I pass out those to folks. You never ask for a dime. I know you've sent out thousands of those to veterans free. You don't hear of anybody else doing this.
Wow.
It's for your love of people, your love of your listeners, and most of all, your love of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. I was suffering when I spoke to Rose last week, and she said that finances were way off because you were not on the air. I'm thinking, how sad is this? Your comment.
Oh, well, that's so kind of you. Number one, I appreciate what you are doing because, Steve, you have been out there in the trenches. And the least I can do are provide you with those DVDs. And, yeah, we provided about 8,000 of those Beyond Treason DVDs for people that will get them out there and get them to people that's critical. I mean, they have saved lives. There have been people who have said, you know, they wanted to commit suicide until they found out somebody really cared.
Yeah.
So it's people like you that are getting it out there. And purchasing from the Power Mall, I appreciate that so very much. And I never want to say buy from me and not them. I don't want to do that because everybody has their needs.
Right.
But, yeah, we do have serious needs right now. And I just thank you very much for saying that, for purchasing from the Power Mall, and I cannot thank you enough for reaching those vets that I can't reach. So thank you, thank you.
Well, and when I'm passing those out in between when I'm sick, because I'm sick often with a Gulf or illness, but if I'm with my wife in an appointment or something and I pass it, I always say that Joyce has passed out at least 7,000 of these as of a couple years ago to veterans, and that just impresses people because people want to know that someone's real, that they don't care about money. I said she doesn't care about money. She passes these out to wake up the nation because the ABC, CBS, NBC, CNN, and Fox are lying, and I go through all this speech, and I don't know who I've helped with this, but I give all the glory to my Lord and Savior and thanks to you. And I want to encourage your audience, even if it hurts, I already told Rose this more than once. I said, even if your products cost more, and I don't know that they do, they may be cheaper. I said, even if they cost more, I will buy from you, and that's just the way it's going to be.
Oh, you're so kind. Thank you. You just made my day. Thank you so much, Steve.
God bless you.
I appreciate you.
Okay.
Thank you. God bless you. And he does. He, ladies and gentlemen, he is taking care of veterans. See, that's what Memorial Day should be about, taking care of those that are alive, not those that died. Anyway, let's go to, let's see if we've got David Knight now. David, are you there?
Sam, can you hear me?
Yeah, now I can hear you. Welcome to the Power Hour. Yes, again.
Thank you so much. I'm sorry.
No problem.
As I said, we've had a lot of problems with floods here in the area, and I think that has something to do with what happened with the cell phone tower. But I just kept dropping the calls. I'm so sorry.
No problem. I hope we're going to be able to continue with this. We may have to do it another day because it does sound like there's something going on here with the line. So hopefully we'll be able to get through this. First of all, you know, I don't know a lot about David Knight. You came out of, like, nowhere to me all of a sudden, and you were this, like, shining star on InfoWars. And I'm curious, who and what is David Knight, and where did you come from, sir?
Well, I came from North Carolina. I've been doing a lot of different things over the years. I was an electrical engineer for a few years. We went into business for ourselves for about 20-some-odd years. Then we changed what was a retail business. We changed to a video production business. And it was in that capacity that I got involved with InfoWars. I had also, during that period of time, worked when we were self-employed. I had worked a lot with the Libertarian Party in terms of politics back in North Carolina. So I'd always been following politics and really kind of from a small government libertarian perspective. You know, besides, I'm not a party person of any party. But that was the one that was closest to what I was looking for because they were focused on things that I thought were huge problems that weren't even being discussed by the other two main parties. Things I was concerned about, like civil asset forfeiture, which, whether or not you want to buy into the war on drugs, I think we've seen that that's a failed experiment like prohibition. It still tells you something about our legal system when they can come in and charge property with a crime and just take it. Under the Alice in Wonderland fiction that this property was somehow guilty of something, but you weren't as the owner. You don't get your day in court. So there was a lot of things like that that I was very concerned about that the Republicans and Democrats were just fine rushing full speed ahead with. And so that's how I got involved in that.
Well, that's interesting. And I want to comment on the civil asset forfeiture that you say is a failed program. I would say it's failed for the people, but it certainly has been a success for the government in being able to rake in all. Yeah, I mean, it's really worked well for them. And, of course, that's how they look at it as being successful. So you came through to InfoWars through the video production then. Is that correct?
Yes. And there was specifically through a contest, reporter contest, that Alex Jones had a few years ago. That's when Jakari Jackson came in as well. So there were several of us that were involved in a reporter contest, and he offered us to, you know, come down and take a look, take a position, and Jakari and I are still there.
Wonderful. That's really interesting. And I would also add that, you know, you have a very broad base of knowledge, which is so incredibly important when people are listening to the radio, is they don't want to hear somebody that just knows one thing or another. And so when we come back, I'd like to know, where do you credit your broad base of knowledge and what things in your life led you to where you are today? We'll be back after this 4-minute break with David Knight. Let's get to know David Knight, since we all like him. We'll be right back. 4-minute break. This is Joyce Riley. We've all heard about antibiotics, but what about probiotics? Antibiotic means against life. Probiotic means pro-life. Antibiotics kill bacteria that are infectious and harmful to the body. They also kill the good bacteria, though, that are necessary for good health. Probiotics from Living Streams replaces the healthy balance of friendly bacteria and normalizes the digestive tract. Gastritis, ulcers, diarrheal disease is just a few of the problems people develop when the intestinal flora is out of balance. Living Streams probiotics create the healthy balance needed for good digestion, suppresses growth of pathogenic bacteria, and actually increases resistance to infection. Call the Power Hour, 877-817-9829. Order your Living Stream probiotics today. They're available in 2, 4, and 8-ounce bottles, and Living Streams probiotics comes with a money-back guarantee. Get your body back in balance with Living Streams probiotics today. 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Living Streams probiotics. Everyone should be pro-life.
The economy is teetering on the edge. Spending and taxes are at all-time highs. Average Americans are hanging on by their fingertips. Is the American dream dead? Can it be restored? Join us at Freedom Fest, the world's largest gathering of free minds, in Las Vegas, July 8th through 11th, to hear the historic debate between Paul Krugman and Steve Moore. Plus, Senator Mike Lee, publisher Steve Forbes, billionaire Steve Wynn, and media mogul Glenn Beck tell us how America finds her way back. Discover the new American dream. Register today at freedomfest.com to find out. That's freedomfest.com.
What are you listening to? Have you tried the Power Hour 24-7 listen line? It's easy. Just punch in 605-562-6121. No apps, no data, no internet needed, and no extra cost if you have unlimited minutes. Call now, 605-562-6121. Now you can listen to the Power Hour when you want. Bookmark the Power Hour 24-7 listen line number today, 605-562-6121. Got it? Call 605-562-6121.
This is a nationwide announcement for consumers owing back taxes to the IRS. The slowdown in the U.S. economy has forced renewed action by the Internal Revenue Service. The IRS is now accepting reduced settlement amounts from qualifying consumers who owe back taxes. If you're eligible, your back tax settlement may be discounted by thousands of dollars. A specially assigned national hotline has been directly routed to Defense Tax Group. Consumers may now call and check their eligibility for a significant tax debt reduction. Financial stability is a major priority during the slow economy, so you're advised to dial this national hotline number now. 800-678-4191. If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes to the IRS, you may now find significant relief. You could save thousands of dollars if you qualify. Call now and get free vital information and to check your eligibility for a significant tax debt reduction. Call the Defense Tax Group now. 800-678-4191. That's 800-678-4191. 800-678-4191.
You pick up the receiver with your heart racing and sweat dripping from your forehead. You finally muster the courage to dial the number to call into your favorite talk radio show. It rings once, twice, and then...
Hello, it's GCN. What's your name and the speaker calling from?
Surprised you got through, you squeak out.
Jason from Minnesota.
Please hold.
As you patiently wait for your turn, you begin to daydream about being a famous talk radio host and what it would be like to have your own show.
Jason from Minnesota, you're up.
Millions of loyal listeners worldwide waiting to call and talk to you. You.
Caller, are you there?
Cheering crowds surround you, calling out your name.
Jason. Going once. Twice. Okay, we gotta move on to the next caller.
You blew it.
Huh? Wait, no!
Interact with the host you're listening to right now online at GCNLive.com. Click on the community link. Engage with other listeners. Ask questions. Start debates. Don't agree with the host? Let them know. Be a part of the community at GCNLive.com.
Welcome back to Power Hour. Thank you for joining us. Caring about your world and doing the next right and honorable thing. We're talking to David Knight today about where he came from, how he got involved with InfoWars, and his broad base of information and knowledge. So, David, help me understand. How did you or where do you credit getting this base of knowledge that now serves you so well today?
Well, Janet, I've always been curious, and I grew up in a family where my father had a small business. Both of my grandfathers had small businesses. We were always very interested in politics. That was what was the topic of discussion around the dinner table, because if you get a small business and you're not looking at what's going on around you politically at the state level, at the national level, you really don't
see what's coming down the road. So I was always involved in that. And then I just had a lot of different interests, a lot of different things. I think a lot of it also had to do with homeschooling my kids. That kind of kicked everything into second gear. You know, when you start to teach people, you have to learn it yourself. And so we went back and we looked at it. It's like, what do we really want to teach them? How do we define an educated child? I didn't want to just go with the scope and sequence that they had with the schools. I wanted to come up with what our priorities were. And our priorities are very different. I mean, first of all, we wanted them to be Christians, but also we wanted them to have a different view of politics that they were going to get in the schools. And just, as I would say, our fundamental motivation was coming from a Christian perspective. We didn't want to put them in the schools. My wife had gotten a degree in education. She had a master's degree in education. She had taught a few years. And we had seen how the schools had changed from the time that we were kids in school. We had gone through the government school system, but it changed radically at that point and was changing even faster. It was already, she'd had several cases where the people, very abusive of some children in the system, would not do anything about it. She would bring it to the principal and say, yeah, we know, but she's tenured. We're trying to build a case. It's going to take some time. So we didn't want to put our kids through that. And so I think that was a lot of it. I would teach them a lot, and I kind of took the history and the politics sides of things. So that was another impetus to get me involved.
Excellent. And your passion appears to be, police state and the issues that we all talk about, because getting down to the bottom of everything, the lowest common denominator is our freedom and our liberty, which has nothing to do with whether or not we pay homage to the dead veterans of yesterday. And, and we get things confused like that. And to serve your country, you have to go and put on a uniform and kill people we don't even know and don't even know what country they live in or where they live and where to find it on a map. Well, let's talk about the things that are important, because facing us right now is Jade Helm, which I happen to believe is one of the most important issues of our time. Plus, I do believe that the TPP, the Trans-Pacific Partnership, is also. Talk to me about where you see the importance of these two things in our future.
Well, I think they're both very, very important. I think they're very telling. We've said from the beginning, as far as Jade Helm, and we can get back to Jade Helm, I really want people to understand what's going on with TPP first. So let's talk about that first. Briefly, though, about Jade Helm, I don't think that it's going to be a violent takeover this summer, but I think we need to be very concerned about gradual encroachments on our freedom. I think we need to be very concerned about the nexus between Homeland Security, domestic law enforcement, and special forces, as well as the national surveillance state. That is what concerns me the most about Jade Helm. And we've said this from the very beginning, that this is largely an intelligence exercise, a psychological operation. If you understand what they're talking about when they talk about unconventional warfare, and we can go into all of that. But before we do, I want to talk about the Trans-Pacific Partnership, the Transatlantic Partnership. Janet, there's a lot of people that are very confused about all this.
Let me just say one thing. David, let me say one thing. My name is Joyce. I don't want people to get confused here and say, why didn't you tell him what your name is? So, no problem.
Sorry.
No problem, Mark.
Okay. No problem. Thank you, Joyce. I think we need to talk about these different acronyms that they come up with. They've got the TPA, the TPP, the TTIP. It can be very confusing. But they need to understand, just think of it this way. The TPA that they passed in the Senate last week is really a fast-track agreement. Another way you could look at it, it's kind of like Federal Express next-day delivery of what the corporations want. That's really what this is about. And I have a lot of problems with what that is. We haven't even seen these other two things, the TPP and the TTIP. We've had some leaks, but we haven't seen them yet. Now, think of those as the transatlantic and the transpacific. And if you look at the fact that...
We got to go to this break. You know how it works. We'll be back 3 minutes. David Knight, this is Joyce Riley. Stay tuned.
Free from the shackles of corporate America, we're the place for independent thinkers. GCN.
In the U.S. alone, a home invasion occurs every 13 seconds. On top of that, the average response time for 911 is over 15 minutes. That just won't cut it. Don't allow yourself or the important people in your life to be victims. When seconds matter, don't be caught stumbling for your firearm. Get the protection you deserve. Get yourself a hidden holster from HiddenHolster.com. It's the original hidden holster. The hidden holster is quick, easy, and convenient. It's versatile enough for the home, workplace, or virtually anywhere else you might need it. Have peace of mind with your firearm close by at all times. Go to HiddenHolster.com. That's HiddenHolster.com. If you own a firearm, you need a hidden holster. Your protection matters, and self-defense is the best defense. Go to HiddenHolster.com. That's HiddenHolster.com. The original hidden holster.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial,
just like the one you're listening to right now.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
You've heard them on Alex Jones. You've seen them on Ancient Aliens. Now come see them live at Contact in the Desert 2015 in Joshua Tree this May. Experience four full days of science-centered lectures, workshops, intensives, and fieldwork on ancient astronauts, extraterrestrial intelligence, human origins, crop circles, contact experiences, UFO sightings, and more. Meet Chariots of the Gods author Eric von Daniken, Ancient Aliens host Giorgio A. Tsokalos, New York Times bestselling author David Wilcock, Dead Doctors Don't Lie author Dr. Joel Wallach, astronauts Edgar Mitchell and Story Musgrave, Earth Files publisher Linda Moulton Howe, author Jim Mars, and many of the world's most respected researchers and scientists exploring answers to one of the greatest questions of all time. More speakers, more panels, more things to do. Join us at the Joshua Tree Retreat Center, which has a long history of sightings and contact experiences. For advanced tickets and conference schedule, go to contactinthedesert.com. That is contactinthedesert.com.
Welcome back to Power Hour. Thank you for joining us, caring about your world. It is 33 minutes after the hour, and I want to remind you of the specials we have at the Power Mall. That's how we make our money. We don't take any sponsors. What we do is we sell the products that we believe in, and Miracle 2 is 20% off. The soap, neutralizer, laundry, dryer balls, they are awesome. I mean to tell you, you just put this laundry ball in, and you don't need to put in soap. You put a dryer ball in your dryer, and you don't have to use that nasty stuff. Because those dryer sheets are full of toxins. And I'm not going to mention any names, but you can figure it out yourself. And remember, we talked about the pods, the laundry pods that you put in your washing machine that look like candy. Those things are toxic if you eat them. But think about it. If you put it on your baby's clothes, it's also toxic. If you wear it around 24 hours a day on your own body, they're toxic. They have items that can absorb into your skin. Also wanted to tell you the lithium orotate is on special at the Power Mall. Palm oil, if you've never used that for your popcorn, oh my gosh, it is decadent. It is so good. Tastes like butter. Incan berries on special and pumpkin seeds. And I want to remind you, the Namana Grab and Go Pack, that thing is really incredible. It's 100% certified GMO free. They test everything in it. No bad stuff in it. And there is a sale on it now. It's normally $150. It's now 1:34 on the Numana Grab and Go Pack. So check it out at the Power Mall. Also, the Gary Null products are still on special this week. Green Stuff, Red Stuff, Muscle Stuff, and the Power Berry Blast, which I refer to as Purple Stuff, is all on special at the Power Mall. Give us a call at 573-378-6049. 573-378-6049. We're talking to David Knight from InfoWars about the TPP. Now, there have been so many trade agreements. Have they followed suit in the way these trade agreements are supposed to be passed? And I do want to get back to the TPP, of course. But are they following the appropriate mechanism for getting them funded and provided by our government, David?
Well, that's a good question, Joyce, because, you know, what we have seen this last week is a process, the fast-track process, and I have as much of a problem with that fast-track process and the way Congress is handling it as I do with these secret agreements that we're not allowed to see. I mean, everybody is upset, and rightfully so. We've got secret agreements that are being crafted by corporate lawyers. They've been working on this since 2009. They've got this all ready to go, and now they've just passed this fast-track authority, the TPA, and that's in the Senate. It still has to pass through the House, but it looks like Boehner is going to run that through for them. That essentially, the fundamental thing about that is that they're lying about it being a treaty. They're saying it's not a treaty, it's an agreement. It's a partnership. Well, we know in the past that North American Free Trade Agreement, once they got that passed, they've talked back and forth about it being a treaty. These investor state dispute arbitration processes, they call them treaty claims. They refer to it in all of the legal jargon as a treaty, one way or the other, treaty arbitration, treaty claims. We've seen how this works. We know this is a treaty. The definition of a treaty is simply an agreement between one or more nations over things like peace or commerce. Just look it up in the dictionary. It's a treaty. They call it something other than a treaty, because they don't want to have to get 67 votes. They don't have 67 votes. They can pass this according to these new rules that they just signed off on in the Senate. They can pass it with only 51 votes. That's one of the concern things. But, Janet, you need to understand how – I'm sorry, Joyce, you need to understand how this is being rammed through. They're going to give them only 45 days to – once they finish this treaty, they're going to give them 45 days. Then they're going to make it public for people to look at, but they're going to demand that it goes to the floor within those 45 days. They don't go through the normal committee procedures, don't have to go through the leadership to take a look at this. It's going to go straight to the floor. If they do nothing in the committee, if the leader doesn't bring it to the floor earlier than 45 days, it will automatically go to the floor in 45 days. They will not have very much debate. They'll be limited to only 20 hours of debate. And then there will be no amendments allowed. What's going on with this? What is the law that says that we can't have our representatives look at treaties that are being negotiated? What's the law that says that it can't be made public? Who is in charge? I think this is one of the key things that comes out of this. We see who really owns this government, who's really running this government, and it's not the congressman. It's not even the president. They are simply the bagmen for these multinational corporations that are loading this up for their special interests. That's the thing that really concerns me.
Well, it is of, by, and for the corporations. Let's look at the agenda behind this, or the reason for having it. First of all, what is the ulterior motive behind the TPP? And then also, what is it they're trying to get us to believe is the reason why it's so good for us here in America, in the U.S.?
Well, there's a lot of different aspects. Various parts of this have come out, Joyce. They've had some leaks from WikiLeaks. We've had a few people speak off the record. They are threatening the congressmen and the senators to go to take a look at it. And here's the other thing that bothers me. There's only been a handful of senators who have gone to look at this. Jeff Sessions went to look at it, and he was absolutely outraged. One of the things that he said that I thought was very troubling when we talk about process, the idea that they're not going to be allowed to put any amendments on this or have any motions or very much debate whatsoever about this. And yet, once it is passed, Jeff Sessions says it's a living document, meaning that it can be changed over and over again without any input, further input from Congress. They don't even get an upper down vote. So presumably the people who are writing this secret agreement are going to go somewhere and have some process where they can change this at will without any input from the elected representatives of this country or from any other countries, not just this country, it's other countries as well. That's one of the things that really should concern us, of course, is that secrecy and the fact that this is something that has been, it kind of reminds me, and I've made this analogy on the news before, that it's really kind of like Magna Carta. Remember when you had Evil King John, everybody talks about him with Robin Hood, and you've got the noblemen who come to him, the nobility, and they've written up this document, and they bring it to King John. Now, he didn't write the document. They certainly didn't give him an opportunity to make amendments. He couldn't come in and say, well, I don't like Clause 3 there. No, they put it in mm-hmm. front of him, and essentially at the point of a sword, they said, sign this. We are now your peers. Okay? We are peers of the sovereign of the state. Well, that's what the corporations are doing with this. That's one of the things that concerns people. You see the elevation of the corporations to the level of the states. And one of the ways that they do this is with their arbitration process. They can come in and say, and they've already done this. We've seen this happen with NAFTA. We've seen it happen with the EU. They come in and they say, your legislation has affected our profits or has blocked our market. For example, Monsanto wants to sell GMOs into a country, and that country says, no, we don't want your GMOs. We don't want the glyphosate pesticides that you're bringing in. They say, oh, you know, you're blocking free trade. So they take it to this outside arbitration process where they have equal status with the state, and they do and have gotten billions of dollars already in this process. There's one going on right now in Australia where the tobacco companies have said, you know, the labeling that you put on your cigarette, that you mandated on your cigarette packages, that's hurting our sale. So you owe us a lot of money. That's what they're going to wind up doing. So they're going to say, not only come at them in terms of labels on cigarettes, in terms of labels on GMO, but they're also going to change the length of time that they have copyrights and patents for things like medicine. So a lot of countries, it won't, that particular thing won't affect us here as much as it will other countries, because in this country, the big pharmaceutical companies already own our Congress. What they're going to do is assert their ownership through this treaty onto other countries that will have, that right now have a process where the patented drugs become public domain earlier than they do in America. They're going to lengthen that. We already saw that happen with NAFTA. When they signed NAFTA, the Motion Picture Association and companies got the film copyrights extended. And so a lot of things that had passed into public domain effectively came back into their control as a copyright. And, of course, they are big drivers behind this movement as well. So there's a aspect of elevating the corporations to the level of government. There's also an aspect of copyright infringement. They're going to use that as part of CISPA. They couldn't get CISPA in through the front door, so they're going to bring that in through the back door, saying that you can't, that if you've got a copyright violation, they merely assert that you've got a copyright violation. One of the things that they would do with CISPA, SOPA, ACTA, PIPA, is to just make that assertion to government, and government would say, oh, okay, we're going to shut down the Power Hour website because it looks like they've got something on there that somebody's made a copyright claim on. They immediately take it down. And so the whole fact that you lose due process while they get elevated to the level of the state is very troubling, but it's also something that's going to come back on freedom of speech. We've had the Electronic Freedom Foundation say that they believe that the trade secrets, there's a trade secret section in this, they believe that that's going to be used to silence journalists, to silence whistleblowers. And we've seen legislation introduced in this Congress and in the previous Congress to create trade secrets. And what are trade secrets? Well, basically, top secret information that's been so designated by a corporation, and it gets protected with criminal sanctions if you even have access to it. They don't have to prove that you did anything harmful to them or that you profited. Merely having access to that is something that they can come after you with criminal charges. So that is something that's very, very, very troubling. The fact that we have a secret trade agreement, and then the fact that they can also now have what they call trade secrets. And, of course, that's something that is simply designated by the corporation. You start to understand, Joyce, that they are the only ones who have any privacy, any secrets. You and I and the rest of the public, our life is to be an open book to these people. They buy and sell information about us. They track us. And that's where we could get into Jade Helm later, is what is really happening, tracking everything that we do, who we are, all of our biometric data, making a complete map of that. And that's what it, where this is really coming down to. But when we go back and look at these secret agreements, they fundamentally are moving us towards a world government. And that's something that we have talked about for a very long time. The North American Free Trade Agreement was really paving the way for a North American Union. And we've had people come out and openly say that now. 20 years in, David Petraeus said, 20 years into NAFTA, I was asking the question to people, what comes after America? And he says, now that's easy. The answer is North America. And he ties it into NAFTA. We had Nancy Pelosi saying, we have one community that just happens to have a border running through it. One element of these trade agreements, of course, is not just the export of jobs, but it is also the import of workers. And more importantly, the importation of people who are going to be dependents on the entitlement state. That is the Cloward and Piven strategy, the sociologists from the 1960s who said that the way to take down a country so that you can rebuild it in the form that you want, which in their case is socialism, the way to take down a country is to create a massive entitlement state and then get enough people on it rapidly that you can take this thing down and collapse the country economically. So that's another aspect of this. We've already seen how this is beginning to play out in both Europe as well as in North America. And if we go back to the foundation of the Trilateral Commission, we need to understand that 45 years ago, in 1970, Zbigniew Brzezinski, who later really became the power behind the throne of Jimmy Carter, just like Henry Kissinger was for Richard Nixon, Zbigniew Brzezinski talked about how there were these three power bases, North America, Europe, and Asia. And he was looking to unite those three together into one world government. And what do we see now? We see that strategy being implemented, and the tactic that they use is these trade agreements, these economic trade agreements. Just as we're seeing in Europe, where they brought the EU together, now we have Alan Greenspan, we've got the head of PIMCO, the world's largest bond fund company there. They're saying that they want to, the only way they're going to solve the Greece solvency problem is to have a surrender of sovereignty by the member states of that treaty to the European Union. And that's what we're going to see here in America as well. We've already had Council on Foreign Relations study groups, one of them 10 years ago that Ted Cruz's wife was involved in, said that what we needed to have was a common border around the three countries of the NAFTA agreement, Mexico, America, and Canada. There would be a common border that would be patrolled by Homeland Security. They're looking at this as a sovereign state. And we just had a couple of months ago, CNN come out after they would ridicule and even mock in the 2007 debates Ron Paul for talking about a North American Union. They go, you know, it's just economics. And he responded to them. But nevertheless, after calling it a conspiracy theory, they're running op-ed pieces from think tanks saying we need a North American passport. So what they do is they come in and they say that this is going to be a trade agreement. They begin that way, but then they move us towards a sovereignty within these particular groups. And now they're consolidating these three groups, just as we saw with the Trilateral Commission.
Let me go back to the issue of the purpose of this, the purpose of having the TPP. If we were to ask John Boehner today, okay, what is the purpose of the TPP and why are you promoting it so much? What would his answer be? What is the agenda from the higher level of the government wanting to superimpose this upon the people?
Well, they'll tell you two things, Joyce. But what they'll do is they'll say, this is for free trade. We need to have free trade. It's going to give us increased jobs, We're going to be economically better off. They told us that with NAFTA. Okay. They're also going to tell us that if we don't do this, China is going to create their own agreement and it's going to be detrimental to us. But we've already had the head of the Chinese Trade Organization say the TPP, the Trans-Pacific Agreement, is not anything that is going to conflict with us. As a matter of fact, the two are perfectly compatible. And you remember when I said earlier that Jeff Sessions, when he went to the to look at the document, said that it's a living agreement. Not only can they change the terms of the agreement, but they can bring different people into the agreement. So they could bring China in, for example. But let's go back to the economic argument, because we could have a debate of free trade versus jobs, but it's really not about that. This is not free trade any more than the crony capitalism that we had with the banks was about free markets.
This right. We've got to go to a break. And we've got to go to a break. And I also want to ask the question, why do they think it needs to be secret? Now, this is such an obvious one that anybody ought to figure that out. We'll be back with David Knight, Joyce Riley here with the Power Hour. Stay tuned. 3 minute break.
Break the bond to Big Pharma. Hi, it's Joyce Riley with the Power Hour to tell you about the powerful benefits of Strauss Heart Drops. Many people today are locked into the routine of taking multiple prescription drugs. Strauss Herb Company believes that everything the body needs is provided by nature. Strauss Heart Drops may clear congested arteries, restore damaged muscle, maintain healthy cholesterol levels, and flush toxins and metals from the body. They may even be helpful in treating varicose veins. And unlike prescription drugs that are packed with chemicals, Strauss Heart Drops are 100% natural and harness the healing power of herbs like garlic, cayenne, white willow bark, and mistletoe. For the full line of Strauss products, I urge you to call the Power Hour at 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Or visit thepowermall.com. And remember, beware of knockoffs. Get the original. Get Strauss Heart Drops.
Are you suffering from EP? The symptoms include fraudulent charges to your credit card. Your subway card says it's empty, but you bought it yesterday. Someone's been in your hotel room, but the desk clerk says they only show you entering the room. These are signs of EP, electronic pickpocketing. Payment cards, transit cards, even hotel room keys use a radio chip, so you can just wave your card at the register, the turnstile, or your hotel room door. But what's convenient for you is also convenient for thieves, waving scanners to electronically pickpocket you without even touching you. The good news is there's a cure. ID Stronghold has created leather wallets and clutches that have built-in EP protection. Layers of shielding material cleverly concealed in a beautiful leather wallet that stops the symptoms of EP. Go to IDStronghold.com now and get the cure. IDStronghold.com. Warning, ID Stronghold wallets could lead to feelings of safety and security, comfort in crowds, and euphoria. If you experience these emotions, immediately inform your friends and family about IDStronghold.com so they can feel better too.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy. And get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Welcome back to the Power Hour. Thank you for joining us. 54 minutes after the hour. We'll take your phone calls a little bit later in this discussion because we want to get through several things here. We're talking with David Knight, InfoWars reporter, and I've got to ask the question again. If we were to ask John Boehner, and he says that, we need this because it will bring jobs, or it will save jobs, or it will whatever jobs. I mean, the only thing, did we not learn from NAFTA? Of course. It drained us of all of our jobs. How do they justify How does Boehner justify that it's going to make jobs when we know it's going to be another one of those sucking sounds of all of the jobs leaving this country, David?
Well, you're right, Joyce. When we had this debate about NAFTA, we had Ross Perot was the only one who was running for president who said it's going to be a giant sucking sound, just as you said. Mm-hmm. And it was true. We've seen that now, 20 years on. And some of the people who have opposed this, Alan Grayson has looked at it. He said, you know, we never had a trade deficit bigger than $135 billion before NAFTA was passed. Since it's been passed, we've never had one smaller than that.
Wow.
And the last 14 trade deficits have been record trade deficits. We have gone from having a $2 trillion surplus to, I forget how many trillions of dollars of deficit. But basically, it's making us all debtors. This is about exporting jobs and also importing workers. That's another aspect of this. So they will come at you and they'll say, this is about free trade. We want to have free trade. They don't want free trade. They don't want free markets. You have to understand that everything that's coming out of Washington is being created by a small group of multinational corporations. They've had 400 lawyers working for the last 6 years. Ever since the beginning of the Obama administration, they've been working on these two trade agreements, the Trans-Pacific and the Transatlantic trade agreements. They've been working on them in secret. Now, they put it out, and Rand Paul went down and looked at it. He complained about this secretive process. And the U.S. Trade Representative came back and said, you can go down and read it. You can take notes. What he didn't say was, you can't tell anybody what you just read. You can't show anybody the notes. We will keep those notes. And I have to ask, who is the real government? It's pretty obvious who the real government is. When this kind of thing happens, they're dictating to our leaders what they can say and do about trade treaties. Not even calling them treaties, calling them agreements and partnerships, as we mentioned before, so they can expedite this through, so they can pass it without the requisite 67 senators. They only had 62 that voted for this fast-track process. They don't have the votes to get a treaty through. So
Let me ask you this, because if I were Rand Paul, I probably would have gone down there, read it, and then come back and told everybody what it said. And I would have said, too bad, so sad, I'm going to tell you the truth. You need to know this. What is he afraid of, and what kind of anvil are they holding over his head to keep him from talking about it?
Well, that's a good point, and I'm not really sure. I think what they do is I think they have to sign a non-disclosure agreement. And we've seen kind of how this works with Stingray. I mean, that's the thing where they look at your cell phones as you're traveling, and they can track and trace you with cell phones. We've seen that law enforcement has done everything they can to keep the existence of Stingray quiet. They don't want to show anything about it, even who they're getting it from. We've even had a case where a law enforcement agency had been tracking a guy who had done a series of thefts. They took him to court. And his lawyer said, where's your search warrant? Well, we don't need a search warrant. We have this device. And the judge says, well, I need to see some information about that. And they say, no, we have a non-disclosure agreement. And the judge says, you don't have a non-disclosure agreement with me. And they said, all right, fine, we'll just drop the charges. And they let the guy walk rather than violate this non-disclosure agreement. Their loyalties, whether you're talking about law enforcement or whether you're talking about the Congress, their loyalties are to the corporations. Of course, there's personal liability if you violate a non-disclosure agreement.
We got a 1 minute, 10 second break. We'll be back with David Knight after this break. Stay tuned to the Power Hour. This is Joyce Riley. And why secret? Why does it need to be secret? To protect whom? We'll be right back. Stay tuned.